and gentlemen. That's that knock. Turn the music up loud.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Depuis toujours, les infirmières prennent soin des patients avec cœur et dévouement. Aujourd'hui, c'est à notre tour de prendre soin de ces professionnels en valorisant leurs compétences et en assurant rapidement un meilleur équilibre entre travail et vie familiale. C'est également l'occasion pour les personnes qui ont quitté le réseau public de revenir prêter main forte avec de meilleures conditions. Plus que jamais, nous avons besoin d'elles pour améliorer la vie des patients. Pour en connaître davantage sur notre plan d'action, rendez-vous à québec.ca/infirmière. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace que chez les adultes.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeune. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
There's a lot of people here, man. A lot of people like heavy music, huh?
We are here to make, you know, a statement. If people don't recognize it, fuck you!
In a world full of posers, the top Montreal steps forth to light the way. From the power to the thrash, the black, the doom, and the death, heavy music needs a champion. 90.3 FM, CKUT.
Nothing. The Garden right there. That is a struggle off of Kiss My Super Bowl Ring. This is Noah the Bastard Child sitting in here for Metallic Montreal. This is going to be the best of 2020 albums, releases, EPs, splits, anything, but mostly albums. You may be saying to yourself, wait a second, isn't it almost March? Shouldn't this have happened a long time ago or even in the same year of all the records that we're talking about? Probably. But I've been incredibly lazy, and you're gonna have to deal with it, whether you like it or not. Here's a record I really liked by the band Ills. It's called Curse, and the track is Don't Hurt Me, here on Metallic Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM! Right there, Don't Hurt Me off of Curse. Really, really great record if you're into that kind of like wall of noise, angry yelling people music. I like that stuff. I hope you do too. This is something a little bit more conventionally metal. This is Kvelertak. They put out a record called Splid. I think it's pretty dope, but Kvelertak is one of those bands that I just love everything they do, so no surprises there. We'll be right back. The next release is going to be from Aranzi Pazuzu, who, if you're not familiar with, are some quite eccentric psychedelic black metal. I thought this release was pretty interesting. It's definitely better than their first record, I think. And it seems to be the point at which people have just accepted them as canonically one of the most interesting bands to watch. They seem to be on everybody's radar. And they deserve a place on this list. We'll be right back. God damn, that's a heavy song.
Ah,
Arenzi Pazuzu.
The second track that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, off of Mistarin Kainzi.
Super interesting release. Definitely worth a deeper listening. If you haven't heard it before, it's dense.
This is some Midnight. Midnight's not dense at all, but it's fun. Good vibes.
Rebirth by Blasphemy, title track. Move into some of the more sludgy stuff. It was a bit of a strange year for sludge. There were some cool records that came out. I got about three of them I want to shout out on this list. This is Vile Creature, the track You Who Has Never Slept off of Glory Glory, Apathy Took Helm. Oh, and they're Canadian.
Father,
16. They're so consistent. Every record they do sounds almost the same, but they're always great. That is Dream Squasher, the track Agora, Killed by a Mountain Lion.
That's pretty brutal.
It's my best Nathan Explosion voice. It's pretty terrible. Fostering the Nullity off of Nullity.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was a pretty heavy record. I need to listen to that one again. Lesser Glow, Nullity. And now we move on to some faster stuff. This is Orphan Donor. I've been following these guys for a while. I really enjoy them. They're just absurdly heavy. This is they put out an album called Old Patterns. I think it's probably in my top five. I really, really like this release. Salvia is a bitch. You know it. Orphan Donor, Old Patterns, Salvia is a bitch. This is Yashira, Shards of Heaven off of Fall to Be. Sort of reminds me of that last Cult Leader record. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much.
We'll be right back.
Don't let anyone ever tell you Mouthcore's dead.
Under the Pier put out a record last year, Puff Pieces. This was the ICU. On to the death metal. I found there to be a lot of death metal releases this year that were really, really good. If anything, it may have been the year of the death metal. Black Dahlia Murder. You've heard that name before. Verminous. Title track.